So the U.S. had a great day today in Lahti with Keegan Randle winning the sprint over Mert Bjørgen and taking the Sprint Cup Globe or second Globe of and now we're going to try to catch up with Sadie Bjørnsen, who had a spectacular day. She made the semis and ended up ninth for her best ever sprint race. And we're going to try to catch up with Sadie in Lahti. I believe she's on the line. Is that you there, Sadie?
Yes, it is.
Excelente. So a real fabulous day for you guys again today in Lahti. We'd love to hear about your race today.
When I was going over the course the day before, I knew that it was going to be quick and all the transitions and every moment was going to count. And so coming off of the racing this past week, I was looking for some more. So I just was out there with a mission. And so the qualifier went really well. And then it just gave me the good confidence for the heats. And then the heats went well. I had a quick start out of the beginning, which was, of course, important. And then had a nice sprint off with Kowalczyk, which is also or always very special.
Absolutely.
And then in the semifinals, things were going really great until that last corner. And then I got a little pinched out, which was unfortunate. But of course, it's still a super exciting day for me, you know?
Absolutely. So what's it like being on the start line with Marit Bjørgen and Justyna Kowalczyk?
Well, honestly, I didn't know that's who I was starting with until I looked at as we were walking out, basically. And when I saw it, I was incredibly intimidated. But at the same time, racers are racers. And, you know, when you're racing, you're not thinking about who it is beside you, unless, of course, it's your teammate, then you know who's beside you. But you're not really aware, you're just out there chasing, and so the intimidation kind of goes away once the gun goes off.
Absolutely. You know, you look at the start list, but and you look and go, wow, but once you're out there, yeah, it's race on. You came third in the heat, which is great, and that made you a lucky loser, which advanced you. Were you talk about that the course and the races that unfolded, because obviously you knew you were in there, and you just got nipped by Kowalczyk. Talk about the race.
Well, out of the start, I was leading, and I had all these flashes in my mind that was like, oh, what are you doing leading? And then I kind of just went with it, and then Bjørgen and Kowalczyk went strong over the top of the course, which I know that was their strong, that's where they are strongest. And so I also know that generally I'm able to make up time on transitions in the downhills and just like working those hard. So as they took the lead in front of me there, I knew to stay positive, and then I was able to catch back up with them by the bottom. And then from there, I was just going through my head like, oh my gosh, this is actually happening. And so I was just trying to remember to put every last bit in, you know, because I've had some good qualifiers this year, but I've never come away from the quarterfinal feeling like I was able to lay down my best race. And so today that was the goal, and by the end of the race, I think that I got there.
Yeah, you absolutely did, and it's great to see. You know, watching the whole team, I'm sure you get inspired by seeing your teammates doing so well, Keegan doing so well, but, you know, all of the girls seem to be, you know, going up a notch, and your skiing is there. You've got your first championships, I think, this year in Soldier Hollow. Is that correct?
It wasn't my first title, but it was my second and third.
Okay, well, there you go. So I think it was Eric's first title.
It was Eric's first title, yep.
There you go. You know, the last name, sometimes we have to do a little...
Oh, yeah, it gets confusing.
We have to do a little flip sometime. But, you know, all that breeds confidence. And,
exactly.
You know, would you agree that, you know, the more you see and the more you race, the more you feel like, you know, the intimidation factor is definitely not as great as it has been in the past, and you guys can ski?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we all train together, we all do intervals together, and on certain days we feel like maybe we are stronger than even some of our teammates, and so when they do well, of course, then you have this feeling inside like, oh, I can do it. But, you know, what really makes it hit home is when you actually are able to put that race together. And so I think one of the most exciting times probably was just recently when Jesse and Keegan won the world championship, because, you know, like, things went wrong in that race, and they still won, and
yes.
you know, as a team effort too, not just one person, but two people and things like that is even more of a confidence thing for our whole team because, you know, we're all in the same general area and moving up together. And I think that we're just breeding off of each other's success, really.
Yeah, there's no question. It's a lot of the game is in the head, and if you're thinking that way that you can win or do well, then you know that's generally what's going to happen. So I hear you guys have a big squad lined up for tomorrow. There's one of the strongest U.S. teams going to be on the line tomorrow, correct?
Yeah, I mean this whole weekend in general. Today we started 7 girls. Tomorrow, I guess we start 7 girls again, and then with the boys as well, it's a full squad. So. It definitely has the potential to be one of the best World Cup weekends that the U.S. has had so far. And so, you know, it started with a good thing today, Keegan securing the globe, and I had a PR. And I think that it's just we're going in the direction, and tomorrow could be really good for us as well.
Yep. That's what we're hoping. Just a little flip back in time, Sadie, because I remember that you and Keegan were on the podium, I think it's a couple of years ago, correct, in Dusseldorf?
Yeah, it was last fall.
It was last fall, okay.
So over a year ago.
Yeah, just over a year ago. So from that time until now, and when you look at the team, do you see a big transition?
Yeah, you know, that was the first time that our team, you know, Keegan's always been, like, we know Keegan's great, we know she can win, but it was the first time that our team really realized that it was possible for us to be involved in that path she was going in, and so I got to experience it first, but, you know, the weekend before, somebody could have been in front of me, and so I think that everyone from there on, it kind of, like, flipped a switch, like, oh, we can do this, and same with the other teams as well. You know, they saw us as a force, and they saw us as competitors beside them. You know, and so of course that was the first thing that made me believe, or it really motivated me to keep training, keep going, because there's nothing like standing on a podium that keeps you going. But you know, now almost everyone on our team has had some form of a podium or close to it, and so. It's just like, you know, that was the start.
Yeah, no, that's why I wanted to go back there, because I do remember, you know, you guys making that, you know, getting that podium, and it was a start to, you know, unleash a lot of top results from the U.S. team, and just keeps going.
Yep.
Well, listen, congratulations, Sadie. Thanks for spending time with us. It's great. We look forward to seeing you guys race tomorrow, and for the rest of the season, all the best.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care.